Stages of negation and of questioning. There are four very early stages for the acquisition of negation and questioning systems in language. These systems serve as the major variables by which language-specific developmental sequences can be determined. Below are the stages. Negation. Stage 1. Description. No or not is placed before the verb of or the negated element. No. Bicycle. No, I like it. Not my friend. Stage 2. No and not might alternate with don't. He don't like it. I don't can sing. 3. The negative element is placed after auxiliary verb like are, is, and can. You cannot go there. He was not happy. She don't like the rice. 4. Do is marked for tense, person, and number, and the most sentences are target-like. It doesn't work. We didn't have supper. I didn't went there. Negation, stage 1, expressed by the word no, either by itself or as the first word in an utterance of a child, such as no, no toy, no play car, and so forth. Stage 2. At stage 2, child utterances begin to expand into sentences or phrases with subjects. The negation or a negative word would appear before the verb. For example, when expressing a rejection or desire to not to have something, such as mommy no play car or me no touch, and so forth. Stage 3. At stage 3, the negation is within the context of a more complex sentence. A child may form it using no and include words such as can't and don't. For example, I can't do it. Me don't want it. These forms may or may not include personal pronouns or verb tense. Stage 4. The language form takes on more complexity. At stage 4, though a child may continue to be challenged with other features related to negatives, such as do and be and don't, and so forth, examples at this stage include you didn't have supper or she doesn't want it. Questioning. Like negation, consistency and patterns within the way children learn how to form questions in English have also been noted. For example, WH words emerge in predictable patterns, and what is typically the first WH question to be used. For instance, what that and what those, without the preposition, sometimes referred to as a chunk. It is usually a while afterward before a child learns that there are variations such as what is that and what are those. Below are the stages of progression in questioning. Stage 1. At stage 1, the earliest questions are single or two and three word sentences. Intonation begins to take form, distinguishing question from statement, as in cookie, mommy, book. Fully complete and correct questions may give rise, having heard them prior in chunks, such as where is daddy versus where daddy or what is that versus what that. Stage 2. As children begin to ask and form more questions, they begin to apply rising intonation to word order for the declarative sentence. For example, you like this? I have some. As they continue to produce the correct chunk learned from forms of the what's that alongside their own creations, questions begin to give rise to more complexity, albeit with clarity. Stage 3. Gradually, children begin to produce full questions such as can I go and she happy or are we happy. This stage remains from the child's perspective, and while the questions seem wrong from an adult's point of view, as in is my teddy bear tired, they likely make sense from the child's perspective. Stage 4. At stage 4, there is more variety with auxiliaries placed before the subject. For example, are you going to play with me? Often in this stage, children may add do into their questions, as in do kitties like ice cream? WH words at this stage are often left to the exclusion of the question, such as is she crying rather than why is she crying? Stage 5. Both WH and yes-no questions are formed correctly at stage 5. Negative may continue to present challenges, such as in why the teddy bear can't go outside. though performance on most question is correct, there is still a challenge with WH words when they appear in subordinate clauses or embedded questions. Children tend to overgeneralize the correct inverted form, such as, ask him why can't he go out? Stage 6. At stage 6, children can form all question types correctly, including negative and complex embedded questions.